We should now be live.
Yes, we are.
Yay! Hello, everybody. Welcome to our first live recording of Geopat's Language. I'm so excited. I have Daniel Goodson from... Do you have two podcasts or more than two now?
I have more than two.
You have more than two. Okay. Yes. So he's a prolific language podcaster, and I'll let him introduce all of his podcasts. Daniel, can you please say hi and tell us about your podcast?
Hello, Steph. Thank you very much for having me here. It's a pleasure to be here. I am the host of My Fluent Podcast, and I am the host of The Woke Up Man. And I have many other shows, actually, but I don't mention them always because they are just like a side project, but I will tell you the names. So one is called Quora Knows Best, and this is a show where I just read out loud some articles, right, to get my English practice. Mm-hmm. And I have other ones that I don't need to mention them. These are experiments, right?
Of course. No problem. Just share what you're comfortable with. Nothing more. For a little bit of context, Daniel has been doing language podcasts for, is it 1 year, 2 years? How long?
Since 2016, actually.
Four years. Wow.
Yes, more than 4 years. But I had a huge gap in between in which I didn't publish anything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, about 4 years.
Wow, that's fantastic. Okay, that's great. And at the beginning of all Geopat's podcasts, we do ask people where they are and where they have been in the world. So let's backtrack. Sorry. What country are you located in now?
Okay, I am located in Switzerland, in the German-speaking part of Switzerland, mm-hmm. actually. So near Basel. It's near the border of Germany and mm-hmm. France. Yeah.
Wonderful. And have you lived or traveled in other countries?
Yeah, I have traveled to Argentina, as my father comes from Argentina, right? Mm-hmm. And I was in Brazil. I was in Europe, of course. I mean, Germany, in Italy, in many countries, but just for travel reasons, right? I was never located there, or I was never living there. I was always living only in Switzerland, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like to travel a lot. I was in Norway. Mm-hmm. I was in many countries, actually. But of course, now with the COVID situation, I can't do that. and also, we have two dogs now, so it has become more difficult to travel long distance, right? Or to travel mm-hmm. with the plane and stuff.
Oh, sorry. And what languages do you speak? Because you've got a lot of different... countries near you that speak different languages. Do you know many of those languages?
Well, I know them to a certain degree, right? So in Switzerland, we have four languages. We have German, we have Italian, we have French, and the fourth one is Rhetoromanic, which is not that well known because only about 50,000 people speak it. Mm-hmm. And in my case, so my mother tongue is Swiss German. It's not the same than standard German, right? Because mm-hmm. not everybody from Germany will understand me. And as a matter of fact, even Swiss German people don't always understand me because I am supposed to have a thick accent because mm-hmm. that's due to the reason there where I grew up, mm-hmm. there the dialect is a little bit different than the other ones in Switzerland. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I learned French back in school. So I can communicate in French, but I'm mm-hmm. not advanced. And I can understand Italian a little bit because it's similar to Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And I speak Spanish because my father comes from Argentina, right? So, but I got rusty because I don't use it that much these days.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Well, and of course English, but it's not an official language of Switzerland.
Sure. Sure. And when did you start learning English?
Well, I had English classes for the first time when I was about 17, so back in school.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, you don't learn how to communicate. It's more of a grammar thing and stuff. So I was shocked after 2 or 3 years when I realized that my English was not that good as I thought it was, right? Because it was just from textbooks.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, so it was taught more as a subject than a communication tool.
Exactly. And
yeah, yeah.
And this was also the reason why I started out with my podcast, mm-hmm. right? Because mm-hmm. I realized that I couldn't communicate. I was not fluent at all in English. And this was just a means for me to express myself, to mm-hmm. to get my practice. But also because I am more of a listener person, right? And I love to listen to stories from people from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I could combine different things. I could improve my English. I could get in touch with people. And yes, I could share my passion, which is language mm-hmm. learning. And I was an aspiring podcast listener since maybe 2010, or I can't even remember when, but yeah. I remember that people around me, they didn't know what the podcast was. So,
me too. Yeah.
Something I wanted to mention also is that when I am hearing my own voice in English, for me, it's okay in English. It's mm-hmm. it's okay. But when I am listening to my voice in my dialect,
mm-hmm.
this is really weird for me. I don't know why. I guess because I am speaking in my dialect and all the people around me don't speak like that because because they have another dialect. So this may be that I never listen to others who are speaking the same dialect that I have. So mm-hmm. maybe now when I am listening to myself, it's weird because I am speaking differently than others. I don't know if this makes sense.
It does. So, Daniel, did you grow up in a different part of Switzerland and then you moved
yes.
to where you are?
Yes.
Oh,
exactly.
Okay. Do you still yeah. feel that way when you go back and visit where you grew up? You said when you speak in your dialect, you feel a little bit weird because people around you are not using it. But do you ever go back to that area where
yes.
people are using the dialect?
Yes, but not that often.
Okay.
And of course, I have changed also. I mean, mm-hmm. the way how I speak. These are more yeah. than 10 years, so it's a mix of dialects now. So when mm-hmm. I go back, I am the stranger as well there, right? Because because my speech has evolved or just changed over the time.
Yeah.
It's like the same in Spanish. So mm-hmm. my father comes from Argentina, and in Argentina mm-hmm. they have another way of speaking Spanish mm-hmm. than, let's say, in Spain.
Yep,
so,
Castellano, yeah.
Yes, exactly. So when I am speaking yeah. in Spanish, other Spanish speakers will notice and mm-hmm. because it's a particular way of speaking because they have a lot of peculiarities or, yeah. and other words that they are using. So
yeah. So this makes me want to ask a question. At which language do you feel the most comfortable speaking?
Yeah, that is a difficult question for me. Because sometimes I don't feel comfortable when I'm speaking my dialect, because as I said, all the other people don't speak that way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Swiss German and like now I feel comfortable now when I am speaking to you, because I know that you understand me, even though I am making mistakes and stuff, mm-hmm. but that doesn't matter. I mean, of course it matters, but the most important thing is to get the message through, right?
Right. So when you're using Spanish, when you're speaking Spanish, and when you're speaking the different dialects of German, do you feel like a different person, like your different personalities, different parts of your personality come out?
Yes, for sure.
Ooh, but, tell me more.
For example, 3 years ago, I went back to Argentina just for holidays, right? And mm-hmm. it's just, maybe it's not the language in itself, but it's also the environment and everything, mm-hmm. maybe, that makes you feel like you're like another person. So I felt completely different, because it's just that the way that I am communicating, it's different. And mm-hmm. and I'd say, yes, I am like another person. But this might be due to different reasons, not only the language.
Of course, but, yeah. But it's definitely hard to separate them out, yeah. Do you feel like... If we have Spanish Daniel, German Daniel, and English Daniel, is one of them more outgoing than the others?
Yes, I would say so. I would say so.
That, which one is more outgoing?
Maybe the Spanish Daniel, Spanish-speaking Daniel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why? Like, it is Spanish, and I'm sorry to divide you into three parts, but is Spanish Daniel, does he talk more, or does he say different things? Like, why is he more outgoing?
Okay, it's difficult to say now, because mm-hmm. I don't use Spanish that much these days.
Yeah.
So when I went to Argentina, I have met my relatives and so we could communicate together very loud and stuff, and I was just free to speak, right? And maybe mm-hmm. maybe in Switzerland you are more reserved, maybe. But now that I am thinking of that, maybe the English speaking Daniel is also more outgoing. Because, as a matter of fact, I conducted many, many different interviews in mm-hmm. English with people that I didn't know at all, mm-hmm. right? And I am more the shy guy. I am introvert. And when I'm speaking Swiss German, I don't go to a foreigner or to people that I don't know. I don't go to them and talk with them about, I don't know, about everything, because I am more shy, right? And mm-hmm. and Daniel Goodson, the English speaking Daniel, yes, talks to strangers, right? And has interviews with them and is enjoying it a lot. Mm-hmm. And this is a side which the German speaking Daniel didn't know at all. So
yeah.
So maybe I should better say that the English speaking Daniel is more mm-hmm. Outgoing. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is really, no, really funny. Really funny, this discussion, I think.
Yeah. I love it. Well, for years on the podcast, I talked about language methods and tools that people use to learn language. And then I realized I feel like I've talked about that a lot. I want to know something else. And for me, I like you, I feel different when I speak another language. For example, in English, I hate small talk. When we, hi, how are you? How's the weather? Blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, come on, let's get to the information. Yeah. I'm very impatient. But in other languages, I really, it's like eating a good meal. I like to go slow and do a lot of small talk. And I don't know why. Makes no sense. Because same person, but I'm not in different languages. So.
Yeah. Or for example, in Argentina, I think that you get in touch with people more quickly because also oftentimes you don't use the form of courtesy, right? You just go there and say, well, in English, it doesn't exist, but you have only you. You always say you. Mm-hmm. In German, you have du and sie, right? So so here in Switzerland, there is like a distance between two people that don't know each other, because usually you say sie, the form of courtesy. Mm-hmm. So there is like a wall in between. Just in the beginning, there is this wall of sie. And in Argentina, even though there are also two forms, but I get the impression that over there in Buenos Aires, people just talked with the do, right? Mm-hmm. So they were directly in contact with each other in another way, like more freely, more, And in Switzerland,
much more common. Yeah.
Yes, and in Switzerland, it's more formal, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a friend in Buenos Aires who, he said the only time people wanted, the only person that asked him to use C was his mother-in-law. Yeah. And she was really annoyed that he kept using the informal with her. And he's like, she's like, you just don't respect me. He's like, no, I never learned it because nobody asked me to use it. And she was so annoyed with him. But yeah, so I think in general, especially in Buenos Aires, it's much more informal. Daniel, where can people find you? Do you have a website or just the podcast pages?
I have a website, which is called myfluentpodcast.com. Mm-hmm. But it's a bit messy there, but I don't care that much. For me, the most important thing is the podcast and the audio, right? The message that comes through. But usually you can find me on all the general podcast apps. You just type in My Fluent Podcast and it should appear.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your language story with us. I'm so excited to meet you. I mean, not in person, but online. I'm excited to meet you, I guess. I don't even know what the phrase is for this. But it's nice to see your face and to talk to you, because we've been chatting in different parts of the internet for a while. So it's nice to connect.
Really a pleasure to be here. And I look forward to listening to your different podcasts in the future, because they are really, really great and inspiring as well. So this is really great stuff, and keep
going. You're too kind. Thank you. I really appreciate that. And I look forward to listening to yours too. The different things that you bring into My Fluent Podcast is very inspiring to me, because it's so experimental that it gets me out of thinking too linearly in my own podcast. So it's really fun to listen to. So
may I say only 1 second?
I want
to mention that my last project is, or experiment on My Fluent Podcast, is I am reading out an audio play, right? And then I integrate sound effects and stuff and music, and I am collaborating with someone who will read the other parts. So I will have different speeches there or voices. So,
Wow. And do you do your own editing for the podcasts?
Yes.
Ooh. Okay, so you're adding all of those sound effects in.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I have pleasure in doing it. It's just great. Yeah.
It's been a pleasure chatting with you this morning, Daniel. And yeah, I will see you online for sure. Yeah.
Thank you very much. It was fantastic. A pleasure, Stephanie. And bye.
Bye-bye.